Backers of the two candidates competed for horn honks along the Avenue of Champions at the University of Kentucky ahead of the debate. Sam Newton with the Beshear campaign said the Attorney General's crowd represented more than the Democrats' base.
There's Republicans here, there's Democrats here, there's independents here, all rallying behind Andy Beshear.
Across the street, Greg Brannon with the Republican Party at UK said Bevin is getting an unfair rap.
He's made hard decisions that are never going to be popular, and people are kicking him for it, and I don't think he should be kicked for it.
But inside, it was the candidates who slugged it out in the WKYT debate, with Bevin ramping up attacks on Beshear and the Democrat looking to land his own blows. The pair tussled over jobs, their records, and Beshear's commitment to the central plank of his campaign, education funding.
You love education, public education, so much that your kids go to private school. Is that right?
You're attacking my kids now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you're a fraud.
Beshear's response?
My kids got an opportunity everyone should have to go to preschool. And we fell in love with that school, so they're continuing. But just next week, my son is taking the test to go to a public middle school, and we are proud of it.
The increasingly heated exchanges led to frequent applause and boos from the crowd, with the moderators at times sounding more like chaperones. Asked afterward about the harsh tone of the debate, both candidates said their opponents showed their true colors.
Yes, I'm going to fight for the things I believe in, but the type of behavior you saw tonight from him is not befitting a governor.
There's nothing I said tonight that wasn't true. Nothing. If he can't handle the truth, then he's not prepared to be the governor of Kentucky.
The evening was the second of five televised debates agreed to by the candidates. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.